Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today sunny with a high near 71. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers, increasing clouds with a low around 48. Saturday, showers likely, mainly after 7 a.m., cloudy with a high near 62. Chance of precipitation 70%. New amounts between a quarter and half inch possible. Saturday night, showers likely with thunderstorms also possible after 11 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 53. New rainfall amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch possible. And on Sunday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 8 a.m., then a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 69. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. And in the news for today, former Republican President Donald Trump has endorsed construction executive Tim Michaels in Wisconsin's Republican primary for governor, giving Michaels' campaign a political jolt and dealing another major blow to former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish, the GOP frontrunner. That according to a report from Wisconsin Public Radio today. While Trump's endorsement record has been mixed this year in some states, his support has been enough to help one candidate emerge from a crowded Republican primary. Michaels and Clefish both visited Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Springs, Florida, to make personal appeals to the former president. Clefish fell just short of winning the official endorsement of the state Republican Party at its annual convention last month. Roughly 55% of the GOP delegates who attended picked Clefish as their top candidate for governor, leaving her short of the 60% threshold she needed to win the endorsement and the financial backing that goes with it. 45% of delegates said they wanted no endorsement, leaving the door open for candidates like Michaels. Clefish released a statement shortly after Trump's endorsement, promising to win the primary and the governor's race regardless. Michael's reaction was to release a statement saying, quote, "I appreciate President Trump's endorsement and vote of confidence. This is a tremendous boost to our efforts and a continuation of our astounding surge since I entered the race." Again, that was from Wisconsin Public Radio. And in another state news story, Wisconsin will hand out a record $125 million this year to help expand access to high-speed internet service, exhausting most of the funds set aside in the current two-year state budget. Governor Tony Evers, who is up for re-election this fall, announced Thursday that he would release another $25 million in addition to $100 million previously announced for this year's round of broadband access grants. The Public Service Commission is expected to choose recipients later this summer from nearly 200 applications seeking more than $495 million in public funding. With the latest rounds of awards, the state will have given out some $346 million in the 9 years since the broadband grant program was launched. Information for this report came in part from the Wisconsin State Journal. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.